ground. Before you know it, Eli Gold is calling that touchdown.
The Million Dollar Band is leading the crowd. 100,000 people shout out loud.
Roll Tide, roll.
So strong you feel it in your soul. Shakes the ground on up to Birmingham.
All the country girls and the good old boys know it ain't no party till you bring the noise. Rammer, jammer, yellow hammer. Everybody sing roll.
TV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 8 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There's a search for three people missing after a U.S. Navy plane crash in the Philippine Sea. Eight have been rescued.
The eight recovered are in good condition, according to the Navy. U.S. defense officials tell Fox the crash happened shortly after takeoff from the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. Early indications point to an engine failure on the plane. The Navy C-2 Greyhound is a cargo plane that delivers passengers and supplies to aircraft carriers at sea.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. President Trump says we should listen to the Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore's denials of sexual misconduct with teenage girls.
I can tell you one thing for sure. We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat, Jones.
The Democrat in the race, Doug Jones, says it's wrong to ignore the allegations and vote for Moore just because he's a Republican. And some Republicans in Congress say Moore should drop out. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Here's a morning radio show that's thankful. What are you thankful for, Greg Budell?
I love this job.
How about you, Jay Scott?
Bailey, the born hot dog.
What are you thankful for, Emily Hayes?
Whiskey and regret.
And how about Bailey the Wonder Dog?
I like chicken.
And Rich Thomas, what are you thankful for?
Frankly, Enrico, I don't give a damn.
And me, I'm just thankful that on Thanksgiving, the bird I get for my family is coming out of the oven.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Here comes three men and a lady.
From all of us to you, Rusty, you're brilliant. Oh, he's bigger than brilliant. He's...
You're phenomenal.
He's bad, too.
All right, we have the Donica Knight War Eagle song coming up a little bit later.
Yay.
By the way,
yay.
I just want to be real clear on something here, because we all... Well, actually, not everybody...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to name any names, but
Rich Thomas Weather
did make a prediction on the Iron Bowl. But Don has the Tide winning 31-20. Mm-hmm. Mitch has 27-24 Auburn. So since everybody always thinks it's going to be tight, I'm going 42-21 Alabama. Roll Tide. I just because yeah, I could be right that way.
I
never try to guess on this because we, you know, Auburn can have the best record and Alabama can have the best record, but nothing matters in the Iron Bowl.
Correct.
We could be 0-9 and Auburn could be 1-8 and we show up to the Iron Bowl and nothing matters.
That's what Bomb Bob Howard taught me. He
said
it's all
Bob,
out the window.
Yeah,
Bomb Bob Howard.
It's the human element.
We have people of color for the afternoon that want to be Bob Howard bomb shots or Big Howard bomb shots.
Wait,
by the way,
we'll
be gathering at Bob's tonight.
I thought we were going to.
I haven't heard back
today. Do I need to call him?
Don't.
I wonder if I still have his number. I'm just going to look in my phone.
I have the mayor's number.
Who's the most famous person I have in my phone?
Me.
Well, actually, I have one of the numbers from Styx.
Styx?
Yes. That's pretty impressive. Well, you guys are looking that up.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
A disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico is going to just miss us. That means we get the good weather and our friends in Florida don't. Today, a good bit of sunshine, comfortable, high around 65. Oh, the panhandle will be fine. It's just a Florida peninsula. It's not looking good. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving, cool sunshine, but I think it's going to be a great day with a high around 64 and a low on Thursday night down to about 42. Then on Black Friday, plenty of sunshine, high around 66. Still Florida being soaked on Friday. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny skies. Kickoff temperature at Jordan-Hare Stadium, 2:30 in the afternoon, 65, falling to about 60 at halftime, 54 by the end of the game. Should be great tailgating weather as well. Then cooler Sunday. Sunday will struggle to reach 60 and down to 34 first thing Monday morning. Right now, at 8 minutes after 8, north winds at 6 miles per hour, clear skies, a few high, thin cirrus clouds. Temperature 51 now, 809.
Can I make a confession, you guys?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a note, an email yesterday from a local cosmetic surgery place.
Mm-hmm.
It was personal, so I decided to reply back, and I asked about a couple of things, so I was thinking maybe having something done.
Where?
No, it doesn't matter where. Why?
Well, how about a head transplant, after all?
You sure is ugly.
I mean, I could always do
no,
that.
No, what? No, don't. You don't know. No.
Nothing?
Nah.
Not a facelift?
Nah, no.
There's other little things they can do.
No, you're fine, Greg.
No. I went blank because I've often thought about the under-the-eye stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I carry Louis Vuitton in here every day. I got bags under my eyes.
Blepharoplasty is a great thing to do, and I don't know what the cosmetic name for it is, but they do this thing that eventually, when you're in your 40s, when you two youths get in your 40s, you realize that your chin starts to connect to your sternum. And you can, it's a simple procedure to have that, you know, just tucked in.
I mean,
it gives you your jawline.
If I ever start to look like Mitch McConnell, I will go under the knife. But,
you know, I saw a picture of Mitch next to, I don't know if it was Franken or who else. One of the people that's been charged, and McConnell definitely looks like the bigger pervert, even though he's never been accused of anything. He just has that weird, creepy look. 10 minutes after 8, if you would like to perform a cosmetic procedure on your lawn and garden, the place to go for that equipment and what you need to do that is Lewis Lawn. By the way, if someone you know has kind of talked about wanting a steel blower, it's the best one out there, and they carry all the steel products at Lewis Lawn. If somebody likes to edge and trim and would enjoy the convenience of not having to put gas into a tiny tank, or using pole starters, the battery chargeable edgers and trimmers are now in at Lewis Lawn at $139.99, which is a great price. And keep in mind that anything you buy there can also be taken back for service or repair if needed. Your warranty actually means something, and you're dealing with such great local folks like the Lewises, who have a good team out at the counter with Amy and Haley and Chad Sasser, who can set you up with a great deal on a new mower. Whether it's a big zero turn, X mark, or Echo, whatever it is you're interested in, the 2017 mowers need to be moved out so the 2018s will have a spot when they come rolling in. It's all waiting for you at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., obviously not tomorrow, but 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Our number is 244-9191.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still not a whole lot going on out on the roadways this morning. Everything's still quiet on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all that looking real good for you so far. The 60-hour pre-licensed real estate classes begin January 9th at the Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Register before December 30th, save $25. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Of course, we're thankful for our loyal listeners that are on the phone this morning like J-Dub.
What is going on, everybody?
Hey.
Hey, y'all were talking about Mitch McConnell, and every time I see this dude, I crack up because I've got kids, and I've watched the movie Despicable Me 2. And there's the main guy that's over like the I don't know what their organization is called. Right. They go hunting down the bad guys. Yeah. Named Mr. Ramsbottom. Yeah. And Mitch McConnell looks like that dude so bad.
Yeah. Mr. Ramsbottom, how appropriate.
Mr. Sheep's butt.
Jeez.
That was such a funny thing, dude. When I saw who he was, because I hear y'all talk about him all the time, and I'm like, who is this Mitch McConnell? I must look this guy up. And then I just busted out laughing.
There's just, the guy has a, you know what Mr. Potato Head looks like, right?
Yeah.
We used to use actual potatoes when we were kids, but they now supply you with a plastic potato for Mr. Potato Head.
They've been doing that since the 80s.
Hey,
I think they,
you know, Greg's older than us, right?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Mr. Dumpling Head. Because that's what Mitch McConnell reminds me of. Like a dumpling. You could put eyes and glasses. And that's what I would do. Jay, go ahead.
Yes. That's funny. Y'all were talking about the old school Mr. Potato Head. Back in your day, it was just a potato and you would draw on it, right?
No, actually, they did.
They had the pieces, right?
My Mr. Potato Head, when I lived at 8131 Scottsdale Avenue in Chicago, had parts you could push in.
Mine
like
too.
Like toothpicks and
yeah, mine too. Growing up, yeah, yeah. No. It was the original Mr. Potato Head. Yeah,
I'm just picking at you guys because y'all always talk about being old.
I don't talk about being old.
I will say this though, I am finally at an age where I'm starting to feel like it because the toys that my kids play with, I'm going, where did the people even invent this? There was nothing like this when I was growing up.
That's why, Fisher Price, releases X amount of retro toys every year, and my nephew's birthday is in November, and then Christmas comes up, so I load Asher up with Etch-A-Sketch and the Fisher Price little radio that's got the microphone on it, because that was my favorite thing as a kid, and I got him the Fisher Price record player, and, all that kind of stuff.
Then he gets super mad because it's not an iPad.
No, he doesn't. He's grateful for whatever he gets, because he's a Hayes.
Well, hey, that's good.
How about that little
oven? Good to hear there are still kids that are grateful for what they receive.
How about that little oven with the...
Easy Bake Oven?
With the bulb, a light bulb. That took forever to...
Yeah, you're trying to cook a little cake on a 20-watt light bulb.
Right. Now, that was a cool invention that came out in, the early 90s, and it was,
What the hell, man?
What was it, the Monster Candies or something? That it was kind of like a boys' version of the Easy Bake Oven, where you could make, gummies and stuff, and it was all gross-looking.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, it was a thing you could make snakes and worms, but it wasn't edible stuff. Yeah. It was just rubbery things.
Ew. It was like Monster Labs or something
like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I had a friend that had one, and we would make gummy candies, but they would always be super tart. Nobody could ever eat them.
We do a show, usually either in the morning or afternoon, where we have people call up with their favorite childhood toy.
Right.
The thing that they were most excited to see on Christmas. Mine was Flying Fox.
Flying Fox?
Yeah, I was about 32 when...
Well, this wasn't my favorite, but I remember a slinky that would... The spring
How
toy
long did
that
it last before it got bent and you couldn't do
that's
it?
That's right. But it would go down the stairs, the slinky,
Alone and in pairs.
The worst was, though, when I was a kid and slinky, they made them plastic and they weren't the silver or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they were terrible.
Plastic slinkies?
Fraud!
I could Think never slinky. Get my slinky to go down the stairs. It would go down a stair, and then that would fall over that, every time. No, I don't know what I was doing wrong. Maybe it was just
Let's remember the old days here.
Who walks the stair without a care and makes the happiest sound? Oh. Bounce up and down just like a clown.
Everyone knows it's slinky.
Everyone knows she's slinky.
It's dog.
Well, Jamie, appreciate the call, buddy. We got to run.
Y'all have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, too.
Did I ever tell y'all about that Christmas time where Brian and Elizabeth got a bike and I got an art easel? Like, why did Brian and Elizabeth get a bike and I get an art easel? Why couldn't I have had a bike as well?
Much jealousy between four boys, let me tell you.
I was an only child. I got everything I wanted.
Yeah, I bet.
Explains a lot.
Why did Jay get that? Oh, wait, I'm Jay.
But, you know, it's just we slept in the basement while, you know, Santa Claus came because we didn't want to see what Santa Claus was doing. And
not us. We were trapped in an upstairs bedroom until my dad had the cameras ready to roll.
We would sneak hourly.
That's what Brian would go to the top of the stairs.
That's
and
memories,
and he would call down to my sister on the middle part of the stairs and be like, yeah, you got a bike. And Elizabeth would turn to me and be like, I got a bike.
We
and then Brian would be like, I got a bike. And Elizabeth would be like, Brian got a bike.
I got an art easel.
And look at an art easel. You got an art easel.
We got an American Flyer train. I wish you'd hung on to that. That would be worth God knows what these days. Here's Cooter on the phone.
Good morning, all y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Morning. Roll Tide, Emily.
Earl Tide.
Hey, Earl Tide?
Greg?
Yes?
What?
Don't go messing with perfection, man.
What?
You're a handsome dude just the way you are.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm serious, man. You got, you look like...
You sure is
ugly. No.
I've come across this board.
I mean, you're not a crucifix or something like that, you know, but you...
A what?
You look like you should
crucifix?
Look.
What?
Crucifix. he's a YouTube guy. He makes about $1 million a year on his YouTube. He does automotive stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, on this ball game coming up, you know, a lot of people's getting on Facebook and digging at the other teams. I don't do that.
I don't either.
Auburn can't help the way they are.
He comes back.
I'm not going to say. I mean, I lived through the Mike years at Alabama, and it made me very humble. Mike Shula.
Yep.
Mike Price, who didn't even make it to a game. Mike DeBose.
You were talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving parade earlier. You know, 2012, Prattville marched in the band. And my granddaughter was able to march in the Macy's band, and that was one of her highlights when she was in school.
Yeah, I know several groups from the local area have been participants in that. Cooter, though, we are out of time.
All right, y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Talk
you
to y'all
too.
Later.
You too.
And we're grateful for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
I'm not going to see y'all for like 5 days.
Take a good look.
You sure is ugly.
See, he keeps coming back.
But
next Monday, I'll be that older guy.
I don't know. I don't think we've ever gone this long apart.
Oh my gosh. But we'll always have text, right?
We'll always have text.
We'll always have our group text.
Are you going to be on the air Friday morning?
Yes.
Can I call in?
Sure.
I'll probably be hungover from Drunksgiving karaoke.
I'm going to be playing all the Christmas bits because there's some I always forget what's on this. You know, so I'm going to be just playing them on the air live auditions.
He'll just be clicking buttons at random.
And then
risky clicks every single one of them.
if Rusty Aldrich is listening, and I'm pretty sure he is, at the end of each hour, I'll have Rusty give me feedback on what he liked and what he didn't like.
Okay. Well, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
We will.
Same to you.
I'm thankful for y'all, and I'm thankful for our one-year friendship,
I'm
Jay.
Glad you had a chance to sample some of my Thanksgiving
that
yesterday.
That was amazing.
That was.
Did you have some? Because I'm going to tell you, yesterday, I wrapped up and like ate lunch.
Usually, I eat like Bailey does.
Oh, you inhale?
Yeah. But not yesterday. Well, no. No, but when I had my Thanksgiving platter from the kitchens of Rich Thomas, I savored it because it just it was like a time capsule.
I was down with Jeff eating mine, and I said, I don't know what this white thing is. I don't know what this white stuff is.
No. It was
Jeff explains to me that it's turnips the Yankees use the root.
Yeah, we're cannibals. We eat the good part.
That was the best part.
It was good.
In a way, that was, because I missed that too.
I never had that.
Let me finish, because I have to go.
Did you wonder what it was, too?
Yeah, I wondered what it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Rusty, you want to?
No.
Oh, God.
The
was
point
close.
Of my story is that I heated it up in the office. Everybody was jealous. They asked where it came from. I said Richgiving. And then about 45 minutes later, I was in the Godfather's office like, please, God, I need to take a nap. Can I just go to the conference room and shut the door and tell everybody I'm on a conference call and like just take a nap?
This makes me feel good.
It was so good. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, we're going to go into your local news. Did we do the weather?
I think... You know what?
I think we did.
We did. We did do the...
Yes, we did. Okay. So much happens here in the span of a few minutes. Let's grab this call from William before we pay tribute to David Cassidy.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you were talking about the Easy Bake Oven and the edible things or whatever. I think it was called Incredible Edibles.
That's it. Oh, yeah. You are correct.
That's right.
Then they came out with the panties and that place went out of business. Well, no, there was a brand, remember, you know... It was not something that was just discussed. There was a thing. It was a thing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I like Larry the Cable Guy's take on that. I can't go into it on the air, but yeah. Anyway.
I'll look that up immediately after we hang up. Thanks so much, William.
All right, man.
See you.
All right, remembering this guy, who, in my opinion, having met the guy twice and spent time with him, was a good dude, just had a bad problem.
The very first show, you know, I'm not sure that they knew how they were going to get the show started, but we were all musical people. And when they told me that David Cassidy was going to play my son on the show, and we were sort of going to be a musical family, you know, we would put the band together and everything, I was so excited because I knew David was such a wonderful singer, and I didn't know the world knew about it. Well, they certainly got to know about it because, as you well know, he became the teen idol of America and was just about the biggest star around for a long, long time.
Hello, world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Sing us out, but before the band gets together, let me say, David Cassidy, this is your life.
Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue. In the night and I need you. To hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream.
Weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Public Schools reported 5 burglaries at Brubaker Primary and Brubaker Intermediate School. The burglaries happened between Halloween and the 5th of November. Montgomery police have made an arrest. LaQuentin Grice, he's charged with all 5 burglaries. Grice was foiled by an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. For years, Krispy Kreme donuts have been a Montgomery thing, going to the store out on the Atlanta Highway. But now, Lisa Bird with the city of Prattville says Krispy Kreme donuts is coming to Prattville. The corporate store will be in the Exchange Shopping Center near Cobbs Ford Road in U.S. 82. And a Tuskegee man, Orlando Marquis Sims, age 19, has been arrested and charged with 2 counts of first-degree sodomy. After an investigation, it's believed he sexually assaulted the victim, who was under the age of 12. Sims was a family acquaintance to the victim. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
It's fall. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and have all those overgrown bushes, trees, and shrubs cut back and neatly groomed for the winter. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Your house will look great as you welcome friends and family for the upcoming holidays. J&S Professional Lawn Service is also accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers as well. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby Gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. It's fall. It's time to call Chad and get your heating unit checked out today. If you need a new unit, call Chad today. Call 264-6464. Why pay retail when you can buy direct? Free. No obligation estimates or second opinions. See Drake on the web at chadsacdirect.com and save $25 on any repair. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Big money. Call 264-6464. Like the girls say.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
True news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's
Weird news.
By the way, the Dunkin' and Subredictathon is on my Facebook page. Post and take a shot at winning a $250 gift certificate to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, which you can use any way that you see fit. That's a pretty good deal. Our morning maroon coming up. You know, I have a Thanksgiving Chew the Baloney here, too, that we didn't get to do while Emily was here.
Oh, no. See?
She would be apoplectic if we do that.
I don't know. She'd be angry.
Yeah.
You want to do it? I'm kidding. Amy, I'm kidding.
Let's talk about a survey. The number one topic to avoid on Thanksgiving, I'll give you one guess as to who it might be.
Our survey said
President Trump.
Fascism.
Would that fall into politics, though?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
I had the same experience when Obama was president. You know, you just, good idea to stay away from it. Personal debt was number two.
Yep, money.
Healthcare was three. Remember those PSAs when they were first trying to stick Obamacare up or down, whatever body part it was? They ran PSA saying, talk to your family members about healthcare.
Yeah.
At Thanksgiving. And so we did. We had a couple of really funny bits where people were like, you know, pulling out weapons and so forth. The economy. The economy is actually doing really well. If you listen to Brad McDonald in the afternoon with us, you'll learn a little bit more about that and why it's thriving. Other topics to avoid: gay marriage, Congress. I would put them at the top. They're the ones that are responsible for everything because they've done nothing. Terrorism and the environment. Foreign policy was 10th. That just seems like such an ancient, dated term.
Foreign policy?
Yes. Foreign policy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, we haven't had a good talk about foreign policy here in a long time. The top pies that we're looking forward to on Thanksgiving.
Number five.
Chocolate pie. Who has chocolate pie on Thanksgiving?
Well, we did at our house.
You did?
Yeah.
You've got a chocolate pot.
Oh, in the car, yeah. No, I make a really... Do you like French silk chocolate?
Yeah.
I make a really great French silk chocolate pie.
I want to try your...
Since you made turnips for me, I'll make you a French silk pie.
Okay.
But you really want the key lime, don't you?
I've been asking for the key lime since I've come to this station.
I just made it. Oh, that's right. Hint taken.
Number four.
Sweet potato pie.
Never had it.
I make, me either. I make candy yams.
I'm not a big fan.
Number three.
Apple pie.
I love apple pie.
Me too. I love apple pie.
There's a certain pie.
Number two.
Pecan pie.
There's the one I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, good. The next time your family says,
what's getting up?
It's Tucker Pecan from the Pecans for Your Pie.
And number one.
Pumpkin, obviously. 36% right. Picked that. Mm-hmm.
Never had it.
Anybody here ever had mincemeat?
Yeah.
That was kind of more popular when we were kids.
It sounds gross.
I know it does. And a lot of people don't like it because it's very spicy. But if you serve it with this buttercream side, it can be really good because that kind of neutralizes all the acidic taste in the pie.
Let me ask you this, Gregory Benjamin. Did you, when Mom was cooking, when making the pies, did you ever have the leftover dough, the dough when she'd cut around?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I was like Bailey with the chicken here in the morning.
Right.
I was waiting for anything that had like a bowl that had leftover filling in it or leftover, you name it. I picked up the cookie. Excess cookie dough, you name it, that's where I was. All right, now, the top holidays to conceive a baby.
Number five.
Halloween.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's...
If I didn't know better, I'd say maybe I was conceived on Halloween because...
You sure is ugly.
That's, yeah.
Number four.
4th of July.
Really?
13%. Conceived around 4th of July.
A little sweaty.
Number three.
This is my group, Christmas conception.
Yeah.
I was born 9 months and 2 days after Christmas, and my mother said I was 2 days late.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'm sure that I was
ho,
a Christmas gift. Yeah. Hey.
Number two.
Valentine's Day. We were just talking about
that. Well, I'm in that category, but I'm a week earlier because of their anniversary.
Oh.
Right to the day.
February 7th?
The 8th,
the
actually.
8th, okay, yeah.
And number one.
Thanksgiving. 17% of couples who conceived on a holiday did it on Thanksgiving.
That's interesting.
A little full, right?
Funny line in an episode of All in the Family where...
Well, then you're with family.
Right.
Well...
Not late at night,
you're
not...
You know, I don't know that it... I have to explain to you why that...
Okay.
How that works.
Thanks, because, Uncle Greg.
Has he had the talk yet?
I don't know, but...
Maybe later today?
You were talking about All in the Family. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail your thought there.
I know somebody who has a daughter that was conceived in the bedroom that he grew up in.
Whoa. That would be a... That would be a bit of baggage.
I'm not going to tell you that guy's name. That's his business and nobody else's, right?
Big baggage.
That's true. Hey, why don't we take this phone call from K-Rod?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. You want to talk about the Bears?
How about those Bears? What's up, K-Rod?
What's up? Hey, I didn't really have anything to say until you started talking about pies. I used to know a guy that loved rhubarb pie.
Mm, yeah, rhubarb in the summertime with melted vanilla ice cream. No?
I'll pass.
No.
Oh, man, I thought that was good. That was a nice tang.
I'll pass on that. But you'd put marshmallows on that, right? Marshmallow stuff, right?
He ate it like it was almost like a meat pie. I don't know. It was just...
Yeah. It smelled funky to me. I don't know.
I was just calling in to say, roll time.
Thanks a lot, Karen. Appreciate the call.
War Eagle.
Hey, I just got a text from Goose. She says she just talked to the vet. And Bella ate this morning.
Very good. Good
and
news.
And they can take her home later today.
Great news.
This is Bella following the surgery. She looks like she's...
Now I love the face. The eyes, they're bright. And she looks like she's happy.
Yeah. She'll be even happier when she's back at her home.
I'm sure she will be. Well, good. That's good news.
She actually looks like a bit of a pilgrim in that thing they have draped around her neck there.
Pilgrims, that's a reverse
Pilgrims Thanksgiving.
It's a reverse cone of shame.
It's funny. I surfed into a movie on one of the cable channels the other day, As Good As It Gets, and that's the movie that has the Brussels Griffon, which is the same kind of dog as my little widget, a gizmo face, black bearded, cat headed thing. Brisco. It's cute. Here we are at 839. Now, question for those of you, when we bought our house, we were looking for a house with more space. And we found one at a great price. It just happened to come with a pool. It wasn't something... We couldn't believe we were able to get a full-size pool at the price we were getting for all the extra square feet of the house and the land, too. However, I can now understand why Blue Haven has asked me to ask you, do you own that pool or does your pool own you? Now, we're going to be in the process of converting the system because if you've heard that currently using the saltwater system, that's antiquated technology. Get a smart pool. Smart pool technology makes your pool virtually maintenance free, and it's like swimming in bottled water. Blue Haven, by the way, can build a pool too, if you want an estimate on that. They've been doing this since 1954. Thousands of pools are built by Blue Haven every year, and they come with the best warranties in the business and the highest quality standards. But if you're tired of mixing chemicals and you want to simplify things with the bottled water conversion, call them at 277-3100 because the savings on this system relative to your electric costs are enormous. It's absolutely worth a phone call to find out. 277-3100 for Blue Haven Pool and have yours converted to a smart, pure bottled water pool. Or visit to learn more at bluehaven.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
I've covered 40 of these holidays for you, and this is one of the better ones. The news is very good for us. Not too far away, though. Not so good for Tampa, Orlando, Daytona Beach. The peninsula of Florida is going to be kind of... soaked. Good bit of sunshine for us today. Comfortable day with a high around 65. Northerly winds, hunters, at 5 to 10 miles per hour. They need to know that wind stuff. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly overnight low 40. Tomorrow and Thanksgiving, cool sunshine, but nice. High around 64. Great Turkey Day classic weather tomorrow here in town. Low tomorrow night around 42. Black Friday, sunshine, nice. High around 66, but 72 inside the stores. Iron Bowl Saturday. Upper 60s here, mostly sunny skies. Kickoff over in Auburn, about the same, mid-60s at the beginning of the game, 54 by the end of the game, and cooler Sunday with a high temperature barely up to about 60, and then we'll be down into the low 30s on Monday morning. This morning, we have lots of sunshine, a few high, thin, wispy cirrus clouds. Temperature now is 51 at 842.
I hope you'll make a note. If you're staying in town, you want to hook up with some really nice folks, join us for Friendsgiving tonight at Baumhauer's right after happy hour, which ends at 6. That's Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Our final look at the roads, and then we come back with our Morning Maroon nominees and our grand prize drawing for the week.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. All quiet on the traffic front this morning. No problems on any of the major roadways, including up around Prattville, Millbrook, down to Troy, over to Wetumpka. Everything's looking real good so far this morning. The Toyota-thon is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. That means unbelievable savings. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Check out the long list of ways to save. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson. You know, last November, I believe God gave America another chance with the election of Donald J. Trump. But he now needs the presence and leadership of Judge Roy Moore to make America great again. And that's why I'm asking my friends in Alabama to elect Judge Roy Moore to the United States Senate. Judge Moore is a man of proven character and integrity, and he has served Alabama and this country very, very well. I've known him for over 15 years, but recently I've been dismayed and troubled about the way he and his wife Kayla have been personally attacked by the Washington establishment. Judge Moore has stood for our religious liberty and for the sanctity of marriage when it seemed like the entire world was against him. I hope you'll vote for Judge Roy Moore for United States Senate.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Nothing is more powerful than love when it's given away, which is why when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to its charity partners, Meals on Wheels, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. We at Montgomery Subaru are matching a donation to a charity close to our hearts, the Montgomery Food Bank.
Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Luke Wire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now is the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. We will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now, and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Luke Wire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbylukewire.com.
What are you doing dressed in jeans and a t-shirt?
Ugh, it's time for me to box up last year's files and schlep them to our mini storage. I hate it. It's dusty, and the last time I saw a gross spider.
You know there's an easier way. Admiral Records Management can take our files to their record center using their boxless system.
Isn't that expensive?
No, as a matter of fact, they are typically 30 to 50% cheaper than using a public storage locker and way more secure.
Wow, but how will I get a file if I need it?
They'll barcode our boxes so we can request them online easily, so it's as simple as using UPS or FedEx.
That's pretty neat.
Plus, the boss will love that we're saving him money, and you'll love not having to move boxes every year. I hear Admiral Records Management is having a half-off move-in special and 1 month of storage free for new customers. Visit Admiral Records Management at alwaysleading.com or call 396-5430. 396-5430.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like turkey. Available in grocery stores everywhere for a few bucks. But since you love to pay extra, you'll want the new iTurkey from Apple. Starting at only $799, the iTurkey has Bluetooth connectivity that enables you to call dibs on your favorite part of the bird right from your iPhone. Want to make sure everyone gets seconds? Just enter the number of guests into the touchscreen mounted under the wing. The iTurkey will automatically weigh each portion as it's sliced and sound an alarm when someone's gotten their fair share.
Gobble, gobble.
What's more, those pricey wireless earbuds can be converted into handy salt and pepper shakers. Forget getting in line for Black Friday deals on iPhones. This year, you'd better get in line at your favorite supermarket now to get your iTurkey. Because, of course, we've planned for them to be sold out everywhere. The iTurkey, exclusively from Apple, because we just love to gobble your money.
848, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Get a group award for Americans. As BlitzResults.com announces that 4 out of 5 people say I need a calculator to determine the deduction with a discount. That stuns me. Yeah. That we have been, I don't know if you call it dumbing down, but we used to, you know, we're taught how to figure that with in our heads.
Yeah.
With tables and 10%.
I wonder
moving a decimal
how
point.
Many kids do long division anymore.
Yeah. That I remember watching an episode of Andy Griffith last week. By the way, I watched Return to Mayberry. It was dumb. It was really disappointing.
Yeah, I
horrible plot.
I didn't have high hopes for that.
And frankly, Don Knotts was kind of embarrassing. Yeah. Just really, the touching part was when Andy went to Aunt Bee's grave and apologized for the seeds in her marijuana. That touched me.
Most of those return shows or whatever it were, where they kind of revitalized it in the what was it? 80s, late 80s.
Yeah. It's 86 they made that movie.
It was the late 80s, a lot of those shows, because I remember, I think the Brady's did one, a Christmas thing.
They were always Brady Christmas.
Disappointing.
And it didn't really,
Yeah. Don't even want to see them because you want to remember it the good way, you know, the way they when the show was.
Yeah, that's true, because in 20 years, it was amazing how much Andy Griffith and Don Knotts themselves had aged. Mm-hmm. Gober and Goober, not so much, but those two, yeah. Anyway, our next nominee is an Ohio Supreme. We have one here that's getting a lot of attention. How about this guy, a Supreme Court Justice in Ohio, who boasted of having sex with 50 very attractive women, now apologizing for his comments but still running for governor of Ohio. He gets a special acknowledgement. And then finally, a 61-year-old dude in Claremont, Florida, which is in the middle of nowhere, named Bruce Homer. I missed an opportunity there, didn't I?
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't!
There you go. We get to it eventually. Apparently, he feels like people are always running the stop signs and causing accidents at a busy intersection of the city. So when he was at that intersection on Sunday and saw a guy run the stop sign, he decided to make a statement by blowing a stop sign himself and intentionally crashing into the guy.
That's by doing what to a stop sign?
Blowing the same stop sign and then intentionally crashing into the guy to teach him a lesson. When the police got there, he said the other driver should have swerved, and he felt like causing an accident was the only way to get cops to do anything about this dangerous intersection. And they did do something by arresting him, the most dangerous person to drive through the intersection.
Well, he gets my vote.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a short contest. But I had to get some filler material from somewhere.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yeah, if I was Donnie Turner and that guy came to me and said, well, I caused an accident deliberately because I got tired of it, Donnie would probably say, you know, we're not really wild about serving dummies here, but... Donnie Turner and the team at Montgomery Paint and Body. Look, We've seen so many examples of jaw-dropping outcomes with MPB, among the group that's right here with you this morning, Jay and Rich and me.
Yep.
But I don't know that I've ever seen a better outcome than the boss's car. He's got a beautiful black car, and some knucklehead pulled out of a lot and T-boned him. A, I want to compliment the boss for maintaining his decomposure the way he did that day. And then, man, trusting that vehicle, that his baby, to anybody. But he wanted Donnie Turner's number, and Donnie said, we'll make it look good as new and maybe better. And you know what? That's exactly how it came
out.
It's
perfect.
Perfect is the perfect word to describe it. You know, they know what you've been through when you've been through a fender bender, police reports, insurance adjusters, all that stuff. So at the very end of the trail, when you get your car back from them, they want it to be dazzling. Not just outside, but inside to whatever extent they can as well. So trust the Turner family with 30 years of experience by calling 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W. From Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Our weekly grand prize winners are next.
Fresh cut Fraser fir Christmas trees and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them till the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 8 foot fresh cut tree, just $39.99 each while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space, plus 16 inch fresh cut wreaths for doors and windows too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
I gotta tell you something. I'm sure the fault is on both your side because you don't seem to value 15 months of being in her grill.
Hi, I'm David Woods here, reminding you that every day is Judgment Day on WCOV Fox 20. Courtroom action starts at 11 a.m. with our all-new three-judge show, Hot Bench.
Why don't you tell me, when did this happen? What happened? We know the end result.
Then at noon, Streetwise Judge Mathis hands down wisdom and justice.
What do you think? I'm naive to the game?
Sir, ma'am, you have not one agreement with her. Have a good day. Your claim is dismissed.
At 1 o'clock, it's time to check your attitude at the door when you enter the People's Court with Judge Milan.
Why is it so hard to understand? At some point, you got to put your big girl pants on. Why can't you get your act together?
Every day is Judgment Day for the WCOV Fox 20 Court Lock. Weekdays from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Thank you for watching.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent. People who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, proud hiring partner of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Almost there.
Oh, you know, many people find it hard to believe that a curvy fellow such as myself can squeeze down a chimney. Well, you know what I find hard to believe? The incredible offers happening at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back. Get a great offer on the innovative and sporty C300 or the sleek and stylish GLC 300 with its full suite of cutting-edge technology. It's almost too good to be true. Lease the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, awards 10 Best Engine Winner, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. But hurry, these offers are going fast. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, leftovers. You're just food that's older. If I keep you cold, I'm good to go. I'll toss you if you grow some mold. Hey, leftovers. I am gonna store you in my fridge and eat you tonight.
It's a short week, so we have a smaller pool to
yeah,
pull from.
Yeah, you know.
Is that a baby pool?
Is your baby pool going to own you, or are you going to own it?
We're drawing from the kiddie table.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Kids table.
How old were you when you graduated from the kid table?
All I remember was I felt like a big boy.
It was
a big moment.
Big moment when they said, "No, you're with us now."
And I got to the table and I started talking about foreign policy.
I can't work with you. You're dangerous to my health, man. Foreign policy. Although I can see young Richie, you know, saying, you know, these...
Sounds exactly like your clip.
Yeah. What
do you think the price of gold?
What do you think about Red China? I think it's fine if you have the right silverware.
The only man who carries his own rim shot. All right, we're going to start with the $25 gift certificate to Tucker Bernard. 45.
All right.
24.
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
8.
There we go. That works. 8 works. Dave T.
David.
Dave T. Dave.
One. $25 worth of free shopping among the great treats and temptations at Tucker Pecan. Remember, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
it's Tucker Pecan.